Last week, I told you about our efforts to attract great horned owls to our home and the enjoyment we've received from watching these wonderful birds. They're the largest of the 18 species of owls found in the U.S. and are common to all areas. Great horned owls are 18 to 23 inches long, with a wingspan up to 5 feet. Females are slightly larger than males, although markings are so similar that gender identification is best done by sighting a pair together. They get their common names from the distinctive horns, or tufts of feathers, that stick up 1.5 to 2 inches on the sides of their heads. Although people commonly think these are ear tufts, they aren't. The ears, which house the largest eardrums of any bird, are located lower on the sides of the head. This gives great horned owls an incredibly good sense of hearing. In fact, that's how they locate most of their prey. Being night hunters, they have a good night vision, but nothing truly exceptional. Rather, they locate their prey through sound, hone in on it, and strike from above. Another neat engineering feature of the great horned owl is the feather shape and texture that allows for soundless flight. They take most of their prey by surprise because they can flap their giant wings and glide in silently. Great horned owls eat from a varied menu that often features insects, mice, rabbits, snakes, small birds, and skunks. Since they have no sense of smell, I guess eating a skunk is not a problem. Great horned owls are not nest builders. Rather, they wait till somebody else has done the work for them and then move in to lay eggs, incubate them, and raise anywhere from 1 to 4 owlet chicks in a season. But before you brand them as deadbeat birds, know that in our part of the country, they prefer to use hawks' nests, at a time when the hawk isn't usually at home anyway, so where's the harm? Just good recycling, if you ask me. Great horned owls choose the dead of winter to mate and hatch their young, usually January through March. A pair may claim a hunting territory of 1 to 2 miles, and once the young have fledged and learned to fly and hunt, they're expected to find their own space in the world. No empty nest syndrome for these parents. Because of their size, great horned owls have few predators. Their most dangerous enemies are humans and the changes they bring to the owl's natural environment. Like all raptors, great horned owls are a protected species. But more and more owls, hawks, eagles, and falcons are being killed by double-decker trucks on highways or whirling wind farm blades that intersect their territories. Owls also have been greatly misunderstood and feared throughout history. Because of their nocturnal hunting, night cries, and dark habitats, superstition has equated them with sinister deeds and darkness. In reality, owls are beneficial to humans because they keep down rodent and insect populations. And if you're into birding, they are a real treat to watch. With this in mind, several years ago, I picked up a pamphlet at a county fair that gave instructions for building a nesting platform for great horned owls. It's really a rather simple process of forming a cone of wire, lining it with roofing paper, weaving a few sticks and grasses into the base, and then attaching it to a proper nesting site. If you'd like more information about developing your own owl nesting area, contact me at the station. I'll be glad to send you instructions that have been architecturally tested and approved. And if you're in our neck of the prairie, stop by and see our beautiful birds before Mom and Dad send them packing at the end of the summer.